Second Chronicles chapter 3.
Then Solomon began to build the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where Yahweh had appeared to David his father. He prepared the place that David had planned for it, at the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
He began to build on the second day of the second month, in the fourth year of his reign. Now these are the dimensions of the foundation that Solomon laid for the house of God. Using the old style cubit, the length was 60 cubits, and the width was 20 cubits. The length of the portico at the front of the house was 20 cubits, matching the building's width. Its height was also 20 cubits, and Solomon overlaid its interior with pure gold. He fashioned the ceiling of the main hall with cypress, which he overlaid with fine gold, and which he carved with palm trees and chains. He decorated the house with precious stones. The gold was gold from Parvaim. He also overlaid its beams, thresholds, walls, and doors with gold. He carved cherubim on its walls. He built the most holy place. Its length matched the house's width, 20 cubits, and its width was also 20 cubits. He overlaid it with fine gold, amounting to 600 talents. The weight of the nails was 50 shekels of gold. He overlaid its high surfaces with gold. He made two images of cherubim for the most holy place. Craftsmen overlaid them with gold. The wings of the cherubim were 20 cubits long altogether. The wing of one cherub was 5 cubits long, reaching to the wall of the room. And the other wing was 5 cubits, reaching to the wing of the other cherub. The wing of the other cherub was also 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the room. Its other wing was also 5 cubits, touching the wing of the first cherub. The wings of these cherubim spread a total of 20 cubits. The cherubim stood on their feet, with their faces toward the main hall. He made the curtain of blue, purple, and crimson wool and fine linen, and he fashioned cherubim on it. Solomon also made two pillars, each 35 cubits high, for in front of the house. The capitals that were on the top of them were 5 cubits high. He made chains for the pillars and put them on top of them. He also made 100 pomegranates and joined them to the chains. He set up the pillars in front of the temple, one on the right hand and the other on the left. He named the pillar on the right Jachin, and the pillar on the left Boaz.